wondering, well, what is this beautiful music? Well, I have to tell you that this is my Anna Clay, our guest for today. I call her my Anna because we text each other. We see each other on Instagram and all that kind of good stuff. But anyways, Anna started off in music. Well, actually, you didn't start off in music, did you, Anna?
No, I didn't. I started off in rocket science. We don't know what happened.
Rocket science, and this is a success story. Okay, so when Anna came to me the first time, we had the first show last year, she was trying to get some things. She wanted to sing. Beautifully, you could hear her voice. It's beautiful. But it was really tough to get, you know, contracts, and you had to go through all the steps, and you had to pay to get tested. And I remember us talking about all of that, and it was kind of difficult. So now she has advanced her career she still sings, but she has a book, and the book is called The Journey of the Heart. I'm going to introduce you to her website because it's really beautiful. It's got everything there, but we will speak to her. You've got annacley.com. Go to it, and she's got a variety of everything that she's doing. Her book, her music, her book tour, her press, her Vocalise. Now, that's a nonprofit organization that she started. But anyways, okay, Anna, how are you today, okay?
Hello, Natalie. I'm doing really well. Thank you. Very happy to be here with you.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to, you have this beautiful French accent. And we were just talking. I was telling her that the first time I interviewed her, I had to really listen to how she's speaking a lot better now. In other words, she's easier to understand. But the first time I had to really listen, which I've had to do with many, many people, but today is going to be a breeze. because it's easy. Anyways, okay, Anna, so last year we talked. When did you decide to do a book?
Well, I think the last time we talked on your show was actually 2 years ago.
And yeah,
my life
that
was
long?
Indeed
oh my
very,
gosh, okay.
Yeah, my life was indeed very different at the time. I think it might have been a little bit over 2 years ago as I was still pursuing opera singing, which, as you mentioned, is a very challenging career in many ways, and just like any performing arts career, actually, it's not because you're excellent at what you do that you get the job. It doesn't work this way, so it's kind of complex. The book, The Journey of the Heart, came to me not in a book, but in a show. 7 years ago, a bit over 7 years ago, my dream then was to create a show that combined music, choreography, and the power of a story to inspire others to follow their dream and overcome the challenges they have in their life, the limiting beliefs that were built on trauma, on a difficult childhood, or not. I think we all grow in this world and we adapt to the world we live in. And for many, many people, it's very hard to dare to follow their heart, to do the thing they want, to take a leap of faith. And I took my leap of faith, and it's the most beautiful thing and rewarding thing I ever done in my life. And I can only encourage others to do the same. So The Journey of the Heart came to me when I was traveling alone in Canada, actually. I believe it was early March 2014, so winter, very cold, a lot of snow. And The Journey of the Heart came with the characters, Milendra and Unique. All of this came to me together. And I started to do a vision board and to write the scenes for the show I had in mind. But for some reasons, I was not able to finish the story. And then I had to put in place, a team for that. But the truth is I needed to see my whole life unfold to be able to finish the story. And I really was able to give it an end, to write it, etc. Over a year, a year and a half ago, it started, and then I rewrote, etc. It came to me very obvious that I had to write a book, simply because, as you mentioned, I have a nonprofit bookseller, and the goal is to empower others, especially children, to dare to follow their dream and be who they are meant to be, despite trauma they might have. Is to empower those who suffered a trauma in their childhood. And so, what I was thinking with this project was to, the project of the nonprofit was to offer creative ways, inspiring ways for children and also adults to heal, you know, but not with a therapy, more with a story, with music, with and it's not with music therapy either. And why is that? It's because when I was a child myself, I listened maybe hundreds of times to a recording of the story The Little Prince by Saint-Exupéry, and a very universal and famous story, The Little Prince. And it brought a lot to me, actually. I was reading a lot as a child. I would escape in my books. I would escape the darkness, the difficulties, the challenges, you know, through imagination. And I believe it's very important to use imagination to build the life we want, and to sometimes also handle difficulties. So that's the journey of the heart story. It was supposed to be, from the start, a show with a lot of positive messaging. Dare to be who you are, dare to be you. It's not because your story has been difficult or dark until now that the rest of your life is dark. The future does not equal your past. That type of very solution-oriented, very positive messaging are in the book. And I wanted to add all of these messages, just like you would do in a hypnosis session, you know? But in a fun way, in a beautiful way. So the book, I really finished early fall 2020, and I got extremely blessed and lucky because I submitted my script to just a few people. And I got an offer the same day that I sent my script to my publisher, who really went out of her way to publish this book that she loved. So it's really incredible. You know, you often heard that first-time author, they might struggle with finding a publisher, but it hasn't been my case. And so it's beautiful for me. Yeah.
But you got to remember something, too. Right now, the world, it's different now. It's open to more things, and people are looking how to empower themselves, not just women, but people in general, because they've kind of been slammed against the wall. Okay, you can't do this anymore, and you can't do this anymore. You know how I am. I believe you can do anything. And it's got to come from your heart, like what you did. Yours came from your heart, inside, your soul. It's all from there, Anna. Even the cover, it's got this air balloon. Okay, well, what do you think with an air balloon? It takes you right up to the sky. It'll take you wherever you want to go. You can direct it, or you can just let the wind take you. That's important. A cover is very, very important. It's got to tell that you've got your dreams and your wishes. And I'm going to tell everybody, I'm just so proud of Anna because it was tough on her 2 years ago. I didn't realize it was that long when she was kind of struggling because, you know, like she said, you know, that to be in the opera, to do all of, I mean, it's doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It's almost like who you know, and it's almost like the door has to open just right, and you have to walk through it. I mean, and if you miss it, you miss it. I mean, that's probably the toughest, one of the toughest professions, I would think, don't you, Anna, to be in is that? I mean, I'm not talking about rock and roll. I'm talking, you know, going to a music place and saying, well, I want to record this. It's not like that at all. Yours was selected. It's selected music. It's music. I've never been to an opera, but, you know, I always had in my head that I would hear you one day someplace. And I don't know if it will ever happen, but I always felt that that was something. Maybe I did it and I didn't even know it. Maybe, you know, it's one of your visitations. You visit something and you don't even know that you've been there, done that. Okay, come back to where you are. I don't know, but I've always felt that. And so now we also have to share some news is that you are expecting.
Well, yeah, on the private matter, I am expecting a baby for early September.
And you know what it is? It's a little boy, right?
It's a little boy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't you love how she talks, a little boy? I just love that. Oh, gosh. Do you have a name picked out, Anna?
Yeah, but we will announce it only after birth. So.
Okay, you don't want to tell us. Okay, you don't have to. You can tell me.
I'm
email.
Sorry. No one
no,
knows.
No.
We decided very early on, but we will share it only after birth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, So now, what are you doing for this book tour thing? I mean, are you busy running around, or what's going on with you? Explain to me what your life is like right now for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, to come back to the project of the Journey of the Heart, you know, my initial vision was to provide a full immersive experience with a show on a stage, you know, with music and dance and a strong storyline. And then now it's a book, and it's not just a book because I drew the illustrations myself.
Oh, you did!
You know?
Awesome!
Yeah,
I can't wait to see mine. Awesome!
And this, I mailed it to you. You should have it soon. So
good.
You should have your copy very soon.
You get the illustrations.
So the for me, it's been an incredible adventure because. So as you mentioned before opera singing, I was a rocket scientist, and I'm now in my third career. And what really makes a difference is that I allowed myself to fully be a creator. I allowed myself to follow my own heart a lot more, to follow my guidance, to dare things, even though I never did it before. And so in the case of the Journey of the Heart, it really took 7 years to unfold, and it was a beautiful journey that I needed to live here in America. And you know, I mentioned I traveled in Canada before, and I had my opera goals and career. I had an opera career for about 8-9 years. That being said, what was frustrating to me with opera, when you say I struggled, I don't know, is that going to be really the word? But what was difficult for me is that being an opera singer, I had to be only an interpret. You know, when you sing opera, you sing something that's been sung, interpreted 1,000 times before, and you show up to an audition where you have to pay the pianist, pay the rehearsal with the pianist, oftentimes pay a small fee or so to just audition, and you arrive and you have just 2 minutes to convince this jury, and they look at you with already a voice in their ears of this aria you're going to sing. And it's very difficult to be heard as the creator, as an interpret of your own when you face these, you know, people who spend a full day hearing, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 singers in a day, maybe more sometimes. So they don't really have the attention to grab your soul as you would do on a stage. When you're on a stage with your audience, you really have this incredible experience of reaching people's heart. But to get to that stage, you need to convince before. And then, you know, there are a lot of issues in that world. But in any case, the creativity was very important for me, and I was missing that creativity. I was missing that. And writing this book really allowed me to unleash my own creativity. And I tried myself on the drawing. I drew a long time before when I was younger, but I just allowed myself to do something completely different. And I sent the illustration to my publisher just like, oh, these are illustrations. But I didn't know if, you know, they would be interested or they would like some illustrator. And everybody loved it. And another thing that I tried is that I created my own song. And I created a song for that book to create the immersive experience, more immersive experience. And that is based on the text of the book, and that's the song we heard before we start talking. One Step Closer is the title of this song. And I also designed a meditation, an empowering meditation, to go with the book for those who want. And, you know, everything can be found on thejourneyoftheheart.com. So really right now, My goal is that all of these diverse products, in a way, or ways to touch someone or heart will reach their audience. So what do we do right now? We're doing a virtual book tour, and this happens in a Facebook group. We also have the next live event June 26th at 11:30 Eastern Time. And, yeah, you know, it's all about getting exposure, et cetera. So we're working on that. But the book can be found all over the world on every platform, Amazon platform of your country. It's also available at Barnes & Noble and Target. I also offer a package with autograph and the song and the meditation for those who are interested. So that's another a way to get it.
Yeah,
and I'm available, you know, for interviews or talk and trying to, you know, share this message that I believe is so important. I met too many people in my life who wait to be retired to live their dream, and that's something that I find very sad. Because life is now, and the more you dare and the more you believe, the more beautiful and magical life is. So, you know.
Exactly. A lot of people miss their dream because, I don't know, it's they want to survive, so they kind of put it aside, mm-hmm. put it on a shelf, and so it's tough, it's really tough, you know, but you... Obviously, Anna, opera was not where you were supposed to be. I mean, not fully. There was another path for you. And I'm looking on your site and all these beautiful, who took all these beautiful pictures of you? Oh, my gosh. They're so great. You got to go to her site and look at this. It's just, did they approach you for all these pictures, Anna?
You know, sometimes feel that things that just happen organically. So
yes, fall into place.
Some,
I know what
for
you're
some
saying.
Pictures,
yes.
and then sometimes it just happened to continue on a collaboration. I don't think I was not meant to be in the opera world. I think it's absolutely a huge part of my journey.
It was a stepping stone. Exactly.
It was
exactly
important for me because it's been the greatest healer of all, you know, and that's the gift, you know. Singing allowed me to really heal myself because I could express emotions that I was not allowed to express otherwise. And I could express those through music, and that was amazing. And another thing that it brought is that I was very introverted and shy. I was not really allowed to, I don't know, be free, exist, etc. And opera, obviously, is loud, it's acting, it's stage, and I really had to get out of my shell. And I'm a very different person now thanks to that. And I still have some requests for opera singing. Actually, just this week I had some requests, but, you know, with pandemic and the baby coming, it's just not the right time. So I'm not saying I will not see opera anymore. It's just different. Things are different. I see myself more in probably artistic direction now, and creativity coaching, and creating my own music, and sharing this message of hope and courage and love with the world, really.
Well, you opened the door. Not that the opera really closed. That door was really closed, except that it was not fulfilling and it wasn't happening as you wanted it to happen. So oftentimes, I mean, and it's happened with me and everybody else that's listening, oftentimes you have to step back, you have to listen. You have to sometimes say, you know, there's got to be something more. I keep asking God, what am I supposed to be doing? Because I don't think I'm done. But I don't, you know, you don't know. But timing, I was thinking about that before we got on the air. Timing is so important, you know, but timing is the hardest for people. Oh, yeah, I want this, but oh, my gosh, when am I going to get this? You know, I don't know. And then you give up, you know, and you cannot give up. You cannot give up. Oh, I see your review is in my magazine. Thank you for putting that up there on your site. That's great. Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she the sweetest thing? She's just one of the sweetest people that I've ever met, that just open and loving and kind, and you're going to be an awesome mother. I just know that. But anyways, okay, so now you're doing a lot of virtual tours, virtual things with your book, right, to try to get it out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is it all done on Zoom? Is that what you're doing?
So we have some Facebook Live and we have some Zoom, you know. This is powered and organized, hosted by Atom Connect, which is an amazing company, and very grateful for their support in this adventure as well. So, I mean, we have a Facebook group right now, which is called the Journey of the Heart Lounge Party or Book Tour. That would be the one to join if you do want to attend live events. And, of course, I always update the website with new events coming. Yeah.
Exactly. You're very, very busy. Yeah.
I love to connect with
the audience. It sounds like your book is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I see I have some pictures like the recent days that is already is in the UK and in France, so it's very, very exciting. Yeah, it's very exciting.
What about your family? What are they thinking about all this? Look at that's my Anna. What are they thinking? They must be awfully proud of you.
Probably.
Oh, no, they are. You know they are. I am, and I'm not your mother, but you know what I'm saying? I'm very proud of you. And not only that, Anna, when you come from another country and you come over here, it's an adjustment. It really, really is. I mean, that'd be like me moving to France. Of course, I have you. You were raised and born in France, right? So I would call Anna and say, Anna, what do I do? Where do I go? So you see, but you came here not really knowing. You just wanted to sing. I knew that. And,
no, it's not even that. You know how I came? It's really why the journey of the heart. I came because I reached a point in my life at the time where I was extremely unsatisfied with my life, and I felt I have nothing to lose. And the thing is, when you do things that are not aligned with your heart, you know, first of all, with my career in rocket science, it was never my choice. That's my family, more specifically my father, didn't give me a choice, and I had to become an engineer, so I tried to find a compromise and followed aerospace career because I was interested in astrophysics. But I burned out because I was miserable. I couldn't find meaning in this career. And when I started to volunteer in hospitals on the weekend to find meaning, the gap between my work life and this more charitable actions I was doing was so big that I just couldn't go back to work. And then that's how I came back to singing, which I started early on in my life. I started when I was 12, but again, I was not allowed to do the career I wanted. So I came back to opera. But later in life, probably if I had the support I needed in my early 20s or at 18 years old to study properly in a good conservatoire, etc., probably my opera career would have been very different, because they look at your resume, it's how you make contacts, etc. But I started my career later because my first career had to take place in engineering. And so I left France a few years after resuming opera singing because I wasn't really happy with myself. I wasn't happy with what I was going for, getting, and I did not understand how you can invest so much and your in your art, in your life, and not, sometimes it's just the way it is. Sometimes you have to go through things and you don't get the reward right away. You need a lot of patience. So I left France with a backpack and a suitcase. I got rid of everything. I thought, before dying, you know what I want to do? I want to go back to Canada. Okay, I had a very short trip when I was a teenager. And I thought, you know, I want to go back there. So I left everything. This is what happened. And I arrived in New York with my backpack and my suitcase and nothing, not knowing no one. But when I made that decision to burn the boat, a lot of opportunities opened. And it didn't open necessarily career-wise. It's a day-to-day experience. It's really about taking that next step. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. You don't know what the future holds. But if you trust the next step, the one you feel in that moment, that's how things unfold. And it's aligning with the present moment, aligning with a higher consciousness. And that's what it is, the journey of the heart. And
it's hard, but it's difficult. I mean, and you're still young, so this is really great for you. But there are people that are listening that are probably older and thinking, "Oh, I'll never have my dream." That's not true.
That's not true.
No, mm-hmm. And you have to remember, and I'm told this all the time: age is just a number. However, you have to forget that. Just forget that age. Just forget it. Just know what you are and who you are. You know, I haven't figured out what I want to be yet. I know what I'm good at. I'm kind of like venturing off into different things because I love that. You know, my son says, "Oh, you would be a great CPA." I don't want to sit at the computer and do numbers all day long. I need to interact with people. I know what I'm about. I can't do that. Yes, I'm really good at bookkeeping. Yes, I can do that. But I don't want to do that. That was just something that I learned along the way so that I wouldn't have to pay somebody to do it. That's why I learned it. It wasn't because I wanted to. It was because I had to. I needed to save money, you know. But sometimes people, and I know you know this is true, will see something open for them, an opportunity, an idea, and they toss it off. They don't pay any attention to it. Or somebody will say, well, like for me, "Hey, Natalie, I want you to check this out. Just check this out." I check everything out, Anna, everything. Anything that's given to me and sent to me, I learned along the way by doing what I do that you must put your head around that door and peek and say, "Wow, this looks pretty good. I might want to know more about it." Open the door, fling the door open, and step through. But a lot of people don't do that because they're afraid. They have to, you know, they're so afraid that they're going to fail. I'm going to tell you something. I've had my sites since 1998, and none of them have really been blockbusters. I mean, none of them. But because of my desire to enlighten people, and bring people out, like for the magazine, for example, and for the radio. I love what I do. That part I do. I really, really do. Because mm-hmm. people are getting to know, like you, Anna, that would probably never have known unless they went into the circle of what you do, you know, your area. But with the magazine and the radio show and Candy, who puts it all out for me, I'm bringing you more to the world is what I'm doing. And, mm-hmm. you know, it makes me feel really good. And, you know, it's not about money either. I don't have to be paid, and I haven't been paid. But it's just about something inside. It's like we all have these little, we'll go back with stars, we all have these little stars. And, boy, I've got tons of them inside of me. I really do. So I think if everybody would feel like that, but it's a risk. You know, Anna, it's not simple. It's not simple to try something new. It's scary.
No, it's not. It's scary.
And sometimes you have somebody that will say, come on, you can do this. Sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes you have to take the first step. And mm-hmm. and try, and if it doesn't pan out to what you want it to be, okay, I'm going back through the door that I came in, and I'm going to slam it shut and probably put a lock on it, because mm-hmm. that was not what you wanted. But sometimes, I always use doors as openings, you go through that door, oh, that's not it, but then as soon as you exit, something else will appear. It's happened to me so many times. Like, I'll be disenchanted, but, you know, I talk to God in the universe every single day, and I'll just say, you know, just bring it to me, let me look at it, and I'll make a good sound decision, and it will be for the betterment of the world. I can tell you that right now. It won't be mm-hmm. bad. I'm not dark energy at all. Very, very light, very much of the light. Yeah. And so like you. So are you, Anna. So are you. I know what your heart's like. Mm-hmm. I know. And so, you know, people just, you have to take the risk. You know, sometimes it'll cost money, but not always. It's not always going to cost you a lot of money to do something that you've always mm-hmm. wanted to do. Yeah, I mean, you can look for help, and everything is online, right, Anna? Everything is at your fingertips. Anything you want to know is there. You know, now for you, I want to know, when are you going to write your next book?
Well, actually, I've been thinking about it for a while, but I'm still working on it. You know what my dream is right now is that the journey of the heart is going to be developed in other projects and readapted for children, etc. So I can really make a difference with my not-profit. And we have other projects, you know, right now. But the dream is to adapt the Journey of the Heart into a movie, into an animated movie, so that, you know, anyone can watch. Because the question is always, how do you reach people who don't identify themselves as needing, you know, guidance or having a trauma or looking for something? How do you reach people's hearts that by providing a beautiful experience? So that's the dream right now. And about the next book, I'm still figuring out if it should be another fiction, but I think it won't be. I believe it will be different. I think I've been thinking of, you know, doing a self-help book more likely, about empowerment and about creativity and how to own your presence in the world. Like, I really want to help everyone to own who they are. You know, you said something very interesting a few minutes ago. You said, I still don't know who I want to be. And you know why is that? It's because we are all born with a very unique existence. We're all born unique, and we try mm-hmm. to fit in, and we try to know who we're going to be, what we're going to do, as if we need to enter into boxes. And you cannot enter boxes. You can't. You're you, and we try to follow models, etc., but that's just not possible, because there's only one person like you. And so the secret of happiness and success, to me, is really to embrace how unique you are without trying to fit in. Of course, you know, being adaptable is great, but owning your own light, owning your own everything that makes you you, that is what's needed today, I believe. That is what makes the world whole. Like if someone is happy and fulfilled in their life, in what they do, who they are going to inspire others to do the same, to find their own truth. And to help others to find that. This is really the beauty of it. And that's why, to me, this message of daring to be, of daring to take the next step is so important, because to make the world a better place, you just need to have more happy people. You know, if people are happy, not only they spread this good energy around, it raises the energy of the world, but they're also more caring. When someone is happy and fulfilled, they're going to care more about others. And when people wait for a lifetime to make their dream come true, or waiting to be retired, etc., they are really bitter. They try to put other people down because they don't want them to have their dream before them.
To be successful, and that, because they didn't do it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's why it's so important to take that step, and no matter what. And we can change. We are ever-changing being in an ever-changing world. You know, I needed to have a career as a rocket scientist, and Oprah has been, I've been very, very guided to do Oprah, like, I mean, spiritually. And every time I wanted to give up, every time, boom, an opportunity came up. So there, it was very interesting for me. But just saying that we cannot define ourselves and put ourselves in a box. We just can't.
No. And like, you know, I see things going on for me that, I mean, kind of just by what I'm doing like today, I can sense that things are going to expand. But the thing with me, Anna, and I don't know if it's the same with you, is that I never give up. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I never give up. I might get upset. I haven't been upset, and I don't know when. I might get upset, you know, but there's something in me that I carry on with it. I don't throw it to the wind and say, okay, goodbye, you're done. I'm not going to bother with that again. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Because I guess I know that it really is a good thing, and I just know that the timing might be off a little bit, and I just have to wait it out. But while I'm waiting it out, you know, I do these kinds of things. I do these kinds of shows, and my magazine, of course, I'm so very proud of. That's been around since 1998. And doing these shows, you know, it's not over 9 years, I think, now. Yeah, it's over 9 years, and people say to me, how do you do all this? How do I not do all of this? I wouldn't be happy just doing the magazine. Oh, no. No. That's not enough for me. Natalie likes to keep herself creating and promoting. And, you know, I'm trying, some know that I'm trying to do a flip book with my magazine. And I haven't really signed on any place because I'm not really happy with what I'm finding. And the reason is because I know what I need. I know what it must have for me to do it. And I haven't found it yet. So am I on a quest? Oh, yes. I look at everything. You know, sometimes I have to. I told my son I'm tired. He said, well, Mom, you use your brain, your mental, your concentration so much on what you do. It's no wonder you're not tired. I'm not physically tired. I get mentally tired, but that's exhausting. You know yourself. When you're doing something at warp speed, or what I call warp speed, you're trying to get it done. That's all you concentrate on. You're going to be wiped out by the end of the day. You will.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really doing it, you will. I know. I have to pull myself away sometimes and say, you've got to stop, Natalie. You've got to step back, play with your cat, watch a scary movie. I love scary movies. Watch a scary movie and get into that, and then you don't think of anything else, and then you go back and you're fresh. So to all of you that are listening or who will listen later on, because this can be replayed, I agree with Anna 100%. Don't give up your dream. Sometimes, though, you have to have people around you. I call them champions. They're my champions. People that really love you, that they just help to keep you going. Because sometimes, like for you and me, with what I do, you kind of step back and say, oh, is this ever going to be what I want it to be? And it's not about fame and it's not about fortune for me. I would just like, I want everybody to read the magazine because it's a wealth of information, and I will be expanding it because I have all these ideas. But mm-hmm. I still need this flip book. I want to do history. I want to do abandoned places that are kind of have a scary, notation with them, might be ghosts. I have so many. The book is going to be so big, it's going to take me all month to do it. But that's my dream. That's what I really want to do. And, again, it's about promoting people. It's not going to be about me. It's going to be about the Annas in the world. It's going to be about all the people that I have come to know. Some I have on a second time, sometimes a third time. That's what we have to do, Anna. We have to keep doing what we're doing, and you cannot stop. You found your niche. You really have. It's exhilarating for you, and I look at your site, and I just love it. You got to go to it, Anna Clay, CLEY.com. Go to it and look. She's got – it's like the – universe behind her, all the movements and all of that and everything that she's doing. I love it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And
thank you very much.
It really, really is. Now, is your book on Amazon?
My book is on Amazon, yeah. Barnes & Noble, Target,
How did you get it into Target?
I don't know. My publisher took care of that.
Your publisher did it. Okay. Yeah, see, that's what they say, that the publisher can do an awful lot. They know how to get through the doors. They know how, to do all of these things. I'm lucky because I know a lot of publishers. I know a lot of publishing houses. But that's not it. You got to find somebody who believes in your work, loves it, and you sold yourself to them, to her, if it's a her. You sold yourself. Mm-hmm. They knew. They could hear you. I mean, I'd publish it if I was the publisher. Okay, sure, send it to me. Okay, good. Let's get it out there. Let's get it everywhere. It would be easy, Anna. It would be easy. But to me, see, voices are important. And if you'll know if somebody is sincere about what they're doing or if this is a game. Mm-hmm. It's not a game to you at all. That's why sometimes they turn people down. They realize right away that, they're not going to follow through with this. This is going to be, I'm going to go through all these hoops, and it's really not going to matter.
You know what's really funny is that the best thing in my life did just happen because I cling to it, that's really what I want. It's like, I'm going to try that, and I'm just going to really try, and just, it's about opening the door without expecting a particular result.
Exactly.
And when
I
talk
said.
About, having a dream and not give up, I think if you really cling to your dream, it's not good because dream can change shape or so, and you have to, and something better might come your way. So that's the... It really seems to me that, and I've experienced that many times in my life, life happens and you have to choose back. You have to choose life back, So I'm going to take this very strong example, but when I finished the Journey of the Heart and I got this contract and I really felt like a cycle of my life was ending and I had no idea what was coming. I just felt... Yeah, and I also felt like I had a very rich life. I'm still very young, and I did so many things in my life. And I felt, if I die today, not that I won't, I have a lot of dreams left, but
exactly.
I still had a rich life. And what happened after that, shortly after, I got pregnant, which was not planned at all. Now, I'm with someone. We are very happy, but it was not in the schedule for 2021. And life happened, and this life wanted to
come. Yes, because I knew you 2 years ago, and you did not have someone.
I did not.
Not
and,
really. Not how you wanted the someone.
No,
and you see what
yes.
happened? My goodness.
And this happens, and you know, you have to choose life back, and this is the miracle. When the miracle shows up, you have to choose the miracle back. That's what I believe, really. So, yeah, this is exactly what you said about opportunities that can come your way. Open your heart, open your eyes, open your ears. Because
right.
opportunities show up in so many ways. And sometimes
right.
we cling to things so much, we just don't see them. So
and
I
not
wish
only that, Anna, I think you know when you're doing
yeah.
something, if it's wrong, that it's not going to fly,
mm-hmm.
that it's not,
it's
nope,
true.
This is not.
Mm-hmm.
I've known that with my three sites, especially the two that I really work a lot right now. I've known that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if something was not going to happen, I would know inside instinctively that, I think it's had its run, blah, blah, blah. No. I just think you're going to know. But, you know, you have to start listening. you know, and
yeah.
And listen to the wise people around you. There are people around you who are wise. They're not going to make decisions for you. Don't let them. Don't ever let them. But maybe they'll say, well, maybe you should do this. And I have a lady who's listening right now. And she does that with me. And she'll say, well, what about this? I always say to her, stick with me, kid. Stick with me, kid. But anyways, I think when somebody talks to you, you obtain something else. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, well, Natalie, I think you should go abroad. I think you should go all these mm-hmm. countries. Well, no, that's not really it. You need a lot of money to do that. But it doesn't. You don't know what's going to happen 10 months from now. You don't
exactly.
know. So
mm-hmm.
I have desires. I want to go to Africa very badly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an animal activist, and if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that. Anna's also on Instagram. Let's say that, Anna. You are there. I'm there. That seems to be the place. Now, you're not Anna Clay there, are you? What are you on Instagram, Anna?
Oh, yeah, people can find me under Anna Clay. My handle is The Journey of the Heart.
Yes,
like
I'm looking at it right now. And you can go to Facebook, and she's got all these links here. It's so sweet. She's on LinkedIn. I'm there, too, as Anna Clay. Remember, it's C-L-E-Y. Yes, so you can just take things. You know, I put an image today. It's called the Crown Chakra. That is the most beautiful picture I've ever posted. People will send me little messages and say, oh, my gosh, this made me feel so good. You see? It made them feel good. I love it. I want that. And your book will make them feel good. And I'm surprised that my friend is not sending me any little quips here, because usually she does when I'm on the radio. She'll tell me, you know, she's just, that's a champion I have. But I guess we must be doing really good, Anna. Or she would say, well, you know, no, she knows. She listened before when you were on the show. And what a difference in about 2 years, right, since you were on my show last. Look at the difference. Look what's changed.
Mm-hmm.
A book, a new baby, a relationship. A loving relationship that you've always wanted, and I knew this a long time ago. And so,
waiting soon, so we can say it, I think.
Yes.
I will marry very soon. I will marry this summer, actually. So, you know, that's great.
Yes, yes, that's even better. That's good, because this is what you wanted. I remember us talking, Anna, that this is what you wanted. So you've got another fulfillment for yourself now, and now you've got your book, mm-hmm. and you're working on something else, and all these other projects that you've got going, and I just think it's, I'm just so proud of you. I'm bursting with pride.
Aww,
because I'm very happy for you. What's not to be happy for? Somebody who's from another country who made a success of herself, and she's all over now, all over. I mean, I'm seeing everything about you with your book, and she's a beautiful lady, I might say. So when you go to her site, AnnaCLEY.com, you will see all the pictures of Anna. I call you my Anna. You're not mine, but, you know, that's endearing. When I say that about somebody, you can take it to the heart. I mean it. So, you know, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get my book. She sent me a book, and I couldn't make your virtual because I was doing something else. I can't remember what it was. I had something else, a meeting. I've been meeting with people because I'm trying to market the site. I'm not too worried about Mystic Living today. Well, I'm not worried about anything, really. I'm just kind of, like, lining things up for myself. And, you know, hopefully one day I'll be successful with a book just like you, my fairy tale. That's what I have, a fairy tale. And I've been talking to my granddaughter. She wants to do the illustrations, simple, you know. And she's going to be 17 this month, and she's excited about it. And it's a feel-good kind of book. It's going to make you smile. It's going to make you believe in things. And, you know, I always say believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. I put that on my Instagram. I say it on my radio show. And anytime I talk to somebody, that's what I tell them because it's true. And Anna, you are living proof. Believe in things.
You know, I think my baby feels the love you sent because it's been pushing the past 2-3 minutes.
Oh,
very reactive.
How sweet!
To all this love.
How sweet! Yes, I'm sending lots of love. Absolutely, absolutely. And we will talk again. We will email each other again. And as soon as I get my book, I'm going to let you know. And I'm going to start it right away. And you know what I would like, Anna, if you can, is maybe you, because I would like to keep you in my magazine a few months because your book is just starting to get out there. So the more you are in something in the search engines, attached to Mystic Living Today, which has been on since 1999, it's a little bit more for you. Not about me. About you. So I will send you an email on that. Maybe I can get an excerpt from you or something simple. I don't want you to overdo because I know you're so busy with everything that you're doing right now. I love you very much, Anna, and I'm sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that sweet little baby knows.
Baby knows. He knows.
He knows. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's Natalie. Uh-oh. You take good care of yourself and don't work too hard. Don't stress. Everything will come just the way it's supposed to, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Everybody knows. Everybody can feel the love. They can feel it. They know how I feel. I really do, and I just want the very, very best for you and your little baby there, the little boy, and your significant other who will also be your husband soon, that too. So, take care. You have an awesome day. Put your feet up and rest now. You did a good job today.
Thank you.
Don't overdo, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay, Anna, please take care. I love you, and we'll be talking soon, and I will send you some emails, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye, honey. Love you. Okay,
you.
Next week I will have another interview that's going to be 3 to 4 again. I really like doing the afternoon ones, but it's going to be on a Wednesday. I really love doing the afternoon ones because it gives me the rest of the evening, and sometimes when Candy is doing some stuff, some marketing, it's easier for her. But then, let's see, then we go back to 8 to 9, and you know I'm bouncing, but look on the site, starts with a Z, psychics.com. I just set up my Google Pay so I can get money for the readings and that at Google Pay. We're branching out. We're just branching out to all these things, and I love to learn new stuff. So with that, I'm going to say good afternoon to everybody. Have a great evening. Please stay safe now. Don't, you know, think that, oh, I'm vaccinated. Oh, it's okay. Just be safe. Just be careful. Take good care of yourself, okay? So with that, we're going to end the show with what I always end the show with. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And see you next week. Bye-bye.